Hey there, everybody, and welcome to Rubbernecking Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Alicia.
And the countdown continues towards one of our favorite holidays of sorts around here.
Holidays is Halloween. Yes, we have a contest that's up and running where you can decorate or carve your pumpkin to look like Elvis. Or we actually did some in the office where
we
spray painted, and we even carved TCB into one of the pumpkins. They're really cool. You can see them on Graceland.com.
We had a lot of fun doing that.
It was a lot of fun.
It brought out the creative side to put a little Elvis into the Halloween spirit.
It was really cool. So this contest is actually, it's been going on all month, but yesterday was the first day that people actually started posting their pictures. And what you do is you go on either Facebook or Twitter, upload your picture of your carved pumpkin. Do not Photoshop, because we will know. We will figure it out.
Yeah.
And you need to hashtag Elvis Pumpkin, or else we won't be able to find your picture.
Exactly. You have to do that. It's the rules of social media, people.
It is the rules. So we're actually going to have three winners that are going to be announced on social media on Halloween, October 31st.
Yes, so incorporate your best Elvis Presley tribute into a pumpkin and share it not only with us at Graceland, but with Elvis fans around the world, and you could be a winner. We've got three grand prizes, $100 of Elvis cash for shop.graceland.com.
They got some good stuff on there.
They do have some good stuff, and it, of course, will all come in handy for the holidays. Put some Elvis under your tree.
I was about to say, the countdown to Christmas is on, which means we got to turn some lights on real soon.
We do. November 21st, we're turning the lights on right here at the King's Castle and kicking off the season at Graceland as Elvis's favorite holiday.
That's true. And Archives is about to start decorating the house with the original Christmas decorations that Elvis had. So it's just a special time to be at Graceland.
It really is. And of course, the decorations stay up through Elvis's birthday, which it'll be the big 80 years of Elvis on January 8th. Should be very exciting.
Do you remember the 75th?
Yeah, it's a blur because it was so busy.
I know.
And it was amazing.
It was amazing.
And cold.
And I can't believe here we are 5 years later now planning for this big one.
I know. And one of our main responsibilities working in the PR and marketing department is the cake. We got to bring the cake to the party.
We got to start working on it.
I know. We at least have folks lined up.
We do.
And they're brainstorming, and you guys will just have to wait to see what the cake is going to look like on January 8th. Although we might give a little bit of a preview, give a few little details.
That's a good idea. Maybe on Instagram.
Podcast. Yeah. We can show a few little elements of it. But something else exciting that's happening right now, it seems the entire world is talking about football.
Yeah.
And, of course, we know football was one of Elvis's favorite sports, if not his all-time favorite sport.
Right. I mean, and, you know, we were in a meeting yesterday, and we kind of bring up the anniversaries and dates.
We sure do.
And one of the things that's actually today, so today in Elvis history, so October 16th, 1960, Elvis actually broke his finger playing football here at Graceland.
Ouch.
I know, right? And so, you know, we kind of thought, how can we incorporate that? You know, Elvis loved sports. He loved watching football. I mean, the TV room downstairs, he had put in because he loved to watch television.
And three football games
exactly.
At one time.
And so we kind of thought, well, let's go back to someone who actually knew Elvis that could talk about it and talk about his love for football. And John Bramlett.
The Bull Bramlett.
He actually played in the NFL for 7 years.
Sure did.
And we have this interview with him that's actually from the Legacy Project a few years ago, and he talks about playing football with Elvis and playing football here at Graceland and, you know, just being Elvis's friend. I mean, they went to the movies together, and he actually grew up in this neighborhood.
It's a fascinating interview, so let's take a listen.
There was a place right down the street called the Triangle, where used to play touch football. And of course, this is where I'd go with my brothers. And then, of course, he'd choose up sides, you know. And then, of course, if they didn't have enough, they'd say, all right. Elvis always called me Little Bramlett. So he'd say, come on, Little Bramlett, you can be on my team, you know. So I'd go out there and I'd play. And I was just one of them, you know. And they'd bang me around just like they did everybody else, you know. But that's, that's one of the places, you know, that we spent time together. Friday night on Main Street, there was a show called the Suzor Theater. And we would go to the Suzor. We would, walk up there. It was about, I would say, probably a mile and a half, 2 miles to the to the theater. But we had pretty much a bunch of us would just kind of go together, you know, and we'd go up and we'd sometimes they'd have a double feature on. But I remember it, you know, it was one Friday night that we were there. And of course, this is when, you know, he first started out. In fact, this was his, it was his first song. And so we were at the show on a Friday night. And he had taped this song, and they were playing it. You know, I believe it was on WHBQ, you know, and the guy's name was Dewey Phillips, you know, was the guy that was the guy on the radio, and they kept playing that song over and over and over and over. And people started calling in. You know, they started calling in. And so his mama came up to the show and got him and took him home. And they, I guess what they did was they took him to the, where Dewey Phillips was, and they began to, you know, answer phones and whatever, get people calling, you know, because that's where he took off. It was hard for him to get out in public. He would have gotten mauled every time he got out in public. But I remember one day I was stopped at a red light, and this old coupe van pulls up beside me. And I look over, and he's got this old goofy-looking hat on, you know. And it was Elvis. And I hollered at him and say, "Hey!" He said, "Shh, little Bramlett." I said, "Okay." I said, "Go on. I'll see you later."
Wow, that was pretty interesting to hear about all of the fun that they had playing football.
Well, and he's just a nice guy. I mean, I got to interview him a few years ago, and he, you know, his stories are, you know, just genuine, and he's just a very, very sweet guy. So really excited to have that on the podcast today, but I think we need to probably get back and do some work.
We do. We probably need to get cracking on that birthday cake. At least move to phase two of our planning process.
Well, so let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, everybody, we will talk to you next week right here on the Rubbernecking Podcast. Bye, everybody.